Rising, Saturday, November 21st at 11 a.m. Great Block Club organizations create safe spaces, protect property values, reduce crime, and lead to better neighborhoods. Research shows that 70% of WBON's audience are homeowners, so you know you're out there. Get all the information you need to create or reestablish your Block Club. To register, go to Eventbrite and type in WVON Block Club. Spread the word. Saturday, November 21st, our virtual workshop on Block Club organizing begins at 11 a.m. My block, my hood, my city is committed to helping rebuild Chicago one block at a time, and we're happy to help them. We're your community building station, WVON.
Till
then,
heavenly, bring me the home.
This is Pam Morris Walton, your gospel sister. Join me each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. for
bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final day to save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
Say it loud. Say it loud.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Good morning, y'all. This morning. How you doing this morning? Oh, my God. It's so good to be here with y'all. Y'all know it's cold out there. But that's all right. Everything got to have a season. Please, everything got to have a season. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Time to plant, time to harvest. Time to clean it up. Get ready to plant again. Leaves and fail. You got to get the yard clean. I got to get mine clean. And it's time to do what you got to do. Because the world just keeps turning. The world keeps on turning and turning and turning. Everything keep going and going and going. And where do y'all be at? This is really, really, really funny. Where y'all be at? I don't know. So anyway, it's cold out. So if you go out, make sure you wear something to be warm. You know, I had something for Dr. King I was going to play for y'all this morning, but I'll save it for next week, Thanksgiving weekend. And we're going to talk about thankful and looking at the tradition of Thanksgiving and find out these folks are crazy. They're telling you that you got to cancel Thanksgiving, and a lot of y'all joining in with that mess. I won't be canceling Thanksgiving. They better not come on my house because my family still be together. That's why a lot of these folks going crazy. One of my children was telling me that I don't know what college this was, that a girl at school, they had isolated her, and when they found her, because she had been exposed to someone who had had corona, just exposure. And she didn't have it but had been exposed, so they isolated her. When they found her, she was gone. And one of them COVID was from some other ailment, and she wouldn't go out, was scared and stuff. That hurt me. The girl was at college, and it hurt me because I do have, you know, grandchild still in there, one getting ready to go. And they were talking about the ones coming home. I'm not isolating my grandchildren. You know, God be willing. This is some crazy mess. Anytime you cannot have family, this stuff is really, close the door, this stuff is really kind of, I don't know, I want to know what y'all think about that. Yeah. Come back later. This stuff is really strange. I don't know what's wrong with black folks. I don't know how to deal with, I love y'all, and I've given y'all everything I could have from the time I was 9 years old. And my family been involved in that. I've had friends. And I was thinking, I was telling one of my kids the other day that I was thinking about the field staff, those of us who came to Chicago with Dr. King and those who, some of us who worked on the direct action staff for Dr. King, how many of us were still around and how many have died? And that's something to take a moment to think about. You know, what made me reflect is on the 11th of November was the day that we buried Leon. Leon was my age. That's been quite a few years ago, maybe 20 years ago. We started a movement together. He was at Carver and I was at Booker Washington. And he was a really strong organizer. He was one of the ones that said, no, we're going to get put Dr. King in a crib. And he worked on getting that crib and that nonviolent centers, and he was working on the movement veteran with all of us before he left, but they took him out. And I just reflected on where we are. And I, you know, you listen to people, they talk, but they don't invest. And they talking and their action of their mouth and their persuasion have a really effect on our community. And I would say, well, I don't understand how our people will listen to those who haven't invested anything. And they can be confused other than those who might have invested. If they was willing to give up so much for you, why would they lead you the wrong way? I was just thinking. You know, and I had a just a long thought. Because right now my concern is with black people as I look around. And my question of the day for you, where are we going, what are we going to do? Because nobody have laid out a clear path for you, even those who was after the party's over. What home are you going to? Do you have a home to go to? When the party's over, where are you going? When you get through dancing and jumping around and laughing and grinning, what do you have? You know, it's almost like slave mental label. Where you go? Where you go when you get through dancing, when you get through with this and feel good? Feeling good have never, ever put any food on the table or built a community. Usually it's hard work or it's someone who have to really sacrifice. But one thing I have learned is that we have a herd mentality. Like this, we have to follow whoever's. If you in the day, I'm with you, and I'm behind you, and I'm running. Okay, you have to. It's like when you think about the Jackie Robinson boys. I already told you. I constantly remember when we was over at pushing, taking pictures. Folks was knocking you down to get pictures with them because they was the flavor of the month, and they was this. And when this white boy came out and said they cheated, those same people who knock you down to be with them wouldn't even speak up for them. I kept speaking up on the radio. And I talked, and I tried to do anything else I could do, but did one fashionable to, if the white boy said they cheated and the other stuff that they was going to censor them, folks got shame to be with them. It's like our people be scared to be those who lead the folks. They be scared to be with the non-popular. And, it's really funny. It's just kind of whatever. I remember when Harold Washington was when we were getting ready to get a black mayor, and folks didn't believe we can get one. Some of those same folks who in the general knock you down were saying, it ain't going to happen. Girl, he'll never get to be mayor. And they would not help. They would not help. And then they the first one got in line to get the jobs and all the other stuff and to be over, as some folks call them, the gatekeeper. Even the everyday people, there's some folks who it was the grassroots who believed that Harold could be mayor. And because they knew they would mostly be affected. Most of the people, after the party's over, and the folks that felt good and gone home, then you got a group then that's going back trying to see what they can get for themselves and their family. I heard an opinion maker, because you have to tell me about these leaders' leadership. I need a call. I need y'all to call me and talk about the leadership, because I'm not clear on that right now. I heard somebody tell me, well, we're going to have to go to Biden and talk about some economics. So I'm saying, my God, go to him now? Man, y'all should have done that before you went pushing them. You know, what did he have to offer? That's not on the people who voted or was for that ticket. It was those people who pushed it to have looked out and to carved out something for our community. Now, most of the other folks carving out something for their community. I was telling someone who used to work with me when I was in office the other day that folks get upset about what's going on with other people. Now, you got to look at the moves they're making now, y'all. The political, the economics, all kind of the strategic places. And then the question is, where are you? Just y'all need to stop and take a look at where are we and what have we lost and what are we doing here? Because we don't understand. We used to, but currency and country is what these people have. The first thing they do is establish, they set up their business, they set up their community. Y'all hold on, the phones are ringing, I'm going to get to you. They set up communities, they do a lot of stuff. after they set up communities, they set up their businesses that we go to and that we buy their stuff and goods and service. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. Y'all call back. Y'all can call back, y'all. I know something's going on. Y'all call back. Several of y'all call. Try back again. Anyway, something going on with the phone. Y'all call back. Okay. I've seen a lot of lines that went out. Y'all was hanging on for a little while. You'll get your calls picked up in a minute. But anyway, they set up their business and they do other things. And before they go support anybody, they see what they're going to get. I was looking at Laura's budget. I also was looking at her, the mayor's budget, excuse me. I was also looking at her infrastructure plan, $3.7 billion capital plan. I don't know how much money we get, how many jobs or what we getting out of that, or how many businesses we going to get in that. I don't know. How many businesses are we going to grow out of? That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Because we look at the emotional stuff and folks start, here we go now with Barack got a book coming out saying the only reason Donald Trump won is because of racism. Well, they think y'all going to run him by the book. That's not good. It's like if they don't have somebody to beat up on, they can't win nothing. I buy the book without you. I get his books without you. You ain't got to say, you got elected twice, and you say that? When you did more for other folks than you can't say that. But racism, one thing people have learned about the descendants of enslaved, not the other people of color, and that is that if you give some dog whistles, racism, give this, give that, folks will start jumping and they'll start hollering without even looking at their facts. And they will forget about the persons before of all the things that they've done. One of the things I have found is that it is easy for people to turn folks on those who worked on their behalf than it is for those who worked against them. May I say that again? All you got to do is give them dog whistles, deal with some hate or deal with some fears or deal with some lies, and the folks will believe it, even if folks is working on their behalf. And I know y'all get sick of hearing this, but I know I said I want a 70-30 plan, 70% for blacks, 30% for others. And folks say, you stop that black stuff, you won't be in trouble. I'm not stopping no black stuff. But it was so easy to turn folks, 70-30, you want this, you want that, and nobody else questioned building their communities. I was looking at a paper in the editorial page of the Sun-Times, and it was on November 9th, where they got shop locally this holiday season for the sake of pandemic, hammer Chicago business. And they showed a picture of 26th Street in South Kedzie. Now, I want you to understand, this is a mark of a community. Gutierrez and Chewy and all of them was down there. When I introduced, let's mark our community. They had marked theirs there. You mark your community so you can have something to sell, have something to say, and bring folks. They just wanted to mark ours with this so-called Bronzeville. When, while you calling it Bronzeville, they're developing the Grand Boulevard. But then I looked at how they marked the community and how they did it. And they really came after what we were trying to do. I pulled that out because I thought, and it looked beautiful, but you can't, you say, I want folks to shop black and go here and go there. You're so scattered out. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. I think what hurt me the most is to see that folks can pull out string. I was really upset when I heard the book is Trump won because of racism. Why would you start your book? You're supposed to be bigger than that. In Ron Emanuel's book, he said, this was Planned for America, believe it or not, and this is before he got to be mayor of the city of Chicago. He said the framed the framed lose and the framer win. So always be the first to frame your opponent and to begin to frame it over and over again so people can repeat it. And as they repeat it, then folks start believing it. And this is going to be interesting, y'all. Like I said, I heard some leading so-called people who opinion maker, I like to say, tell them, now we got to go. We got to go to Biden them, and we got to make sure that we get economic. We get this. I mean, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Why do you go and say, this is what we're doing, and that's what we did, and this is what we're going to do for you. Now, what do you have for us? No. You deal with color of, that's why you stick somebody that really is not of what you, and y'all going to get angry with me, and that's not to put anything on, quote-unquote, your president nominee, your vice president, I mean, is because it's not her fault. She's doing what she's supposed to do. All you got to do is have the color of the skin, and you will agree with it. That's how come our community is like it is, because we won't deal with stuff because of our black folks doing it. But when you put folks in place that have no connection to your struggle, or no understanding what you've been through, and their understanding is always with that same opposition that you're talking about, that's where they're going to go, so you can't get mad at them. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like when President Obama was president, he had no knowledge of who and what we was, because he too have currency and he have country. He have Kenya and Ireland. He knew. And you don't know where you what you have and where you came from. So, you know, when you have people who, they deal with what they know. So you can't get angry at people. Not the folks when they get in place and they work toward and do what they know. You can only get angry at those who support people without first trying to get something. I remember Bevel telling us once, sometimes we have to be kept as black people, he said, that we will follow a black devil and miss a white angel, miss an angel that may be trying to help us, like doing the Underground Railroad. We had the Quakers. We had other folks that helped. And we have missed those who are trying to help. And that's why Dr. King always talked about not only the content of character, but he talked about hate and love. And I just want to see, and this is not, what is the next order they're going to give us with the dog whistle of racism? I want to see that. It's coming, y'all. I just don't know what it is. It's just a matter of when does it come. Okay. It's a matter of when does it come. I just don't know what the dog whistle is going to be. When other folks right now are building communities and there's no other race other than the descendants of enslaved blacks in America that's not trying to make sure that their children is getting an education. Education is the key to everything. Nobody shouldn't even been talking to us without talking about an education for our children, skills for our children. When you got Laura finna do $3.7 billion, how many folks gonna have skills? Or when the ones who have skills die out, who else gonna have it? How you gonna be a scientist if you don't have science? How you gonna be a mathematician if you don't understand math? You know, how you gonna be a great Langston Hughes if you don't do if you don't begin to have folks to talk philosophy and do poems and things like that? There are things you have to build into children as they're growing up to make them want to be those things. But our schools, the schools in the black community, have failed us. And what do they give us? A dog whistle and no substance. And then we got people who rip. I never thought I would see black folks following liberal white folks. I just never thought I'd see that. And I've always said we can work together, but you work with us, not for us, because you cannot really lay out the agenda for us. And if you know of any body who are laying out an agenda for black people right now and really working on it. I don't mean getting up talking the way we used to do, the way Booker T. Washington did, the Talisman 10, the way folks did, Dr. King, all the folks who did it, Bevel, all the folks who laid out a plan and worked toward it. You tell me who they are. I don't mean just talking of doing a dog whistle or finding somebody to hate. And that's the problem, because we all should have been able to agree on fighting for education. When I see some same old, when I see the parents over in, what area was it, that's fighting to keep their schools, I think it was Lundell, I might not have the exact, if I find it, I'll tell you when I come back, fighting to keep their schools open, keep them closing their schools, I think it was Lundell, and I don't have it exactly with me. Some black parents over there fighting to keep Lundell. You got a few whites over there working with you to keep your school open. And then I look at the Chinese community, and they're getting $50 billion to build a new school. That's because all they got to do is give you the dog whistle. And they have, what they're doing is they're consolidating some schools because they're saying it's not enough students. And they're going to put those schools together. And the parents out there fighting. I'm going to have to remember the school, but I'll find it and tell you exactly which one it is when I come back. But they're fighting to keep their schools open. And I think it's Lundell. I had a stack of papers, and I was trying to read all of them at one time and make my little notes. And, okay, it was in Lundell. And they're fighting to keep their schools open. The Chinese got a $50 billion to build a school down in Springfield. They got 50 because they understand power and they work on behalf of their community. And I was somebody a dog whistle. Y'all been over there hollering and screaming about something that ain't going to work. You know, you forgot about all this stuff. I'm sorry. Everybody said, I don't know how you sound, this and that. You know, when you know what people have done and who they working with and they working with folks against your will, you just watch. When nobody's talking about our building trades or trying to, you, nobody said, well, what we're going to do is we get in there, we're going to try to do the trades to try to make sure that we get vocational schools. You have abandoned the future for a dog whistle of today. If I had as many people working on behalf of education for black children, if I had with this hatred and this dance, they just want to dance. They want to be in the know. And if that person go down, even if Kamala go down tomorrow, them same folks all up on them will go run and hide. Trust me, I know. And it's not about whether or not you are my sorority, my fraternity, or whether or not you go to my church or go to this. It's about what's right with everybody, what's right for the future. And when you have so many people who don't believe in God, and then you see, I don't know nobody that's working on behalf of black folks. I really don't. And if y'all know, y'all tell me. I'm not talking about somebody who have a meeting and said this is what we need to do. And I'm talking about somebody who out there working and putting together. When the Burger King first came into our community, Doug Andrews from the West Side and all of them, they got the franchise. Y'all don't even know about all that stuff, and our children won't know about it because nobody really taught them this. Because we were struggling, we was fighting Doug Andrews and his name Muhammad. Now, Leonard Muhammad was Leonard Sursa then. They all got the franchises. I mean, we had folks doing stuff, you know, working on behalf, Fat Crawford, you know, working on behalf of black people. When they're talking and working, this is what we want, this is what we're going to get. I don't hear anybody talking about what they want for black people. I was reading, this is why you got all these, Lori said, the mayor said, if you don't vote for my budget, allegedly, I read in the paper, you ain't getting doo-doo for your community. I laughed. And they're running around there. Don't they understand that Chicago government is like a legislative body? strong council, weak mayor, and you come together to work? Are you just scared? When you make folks scared of the job that they have, and that's why I told you, when they told me, stop talking that black stuff, do you going to lose? Well, I can very easily just stop talking and be scared. Rather than building black businesses and trying to bring money into the community, to keep on fighting. But they scare folks because these folks get comfortable in a job. I was reading, and I love Leslie, because I've known her mother, who was the principal at Terrell, and I've known her. And I was reading what some of the aldermen was talking about. You spending my TIF money without me telling you. Y'all still, hey. Now, I don't know what the law is now. Unless it was changed. I thought they couldn't do it without you signing off on it. Is somebody signing your name? Or have the law changed? Or are you being dictated to? Are you scared? People respect you. You don't have to disrespect folks or go against. But people respect you when you stand up and you do what's right. There's so much more, but I got to go on a break. But so she said that, and she got this plan coming. And I don't know about the job. Now, one other thing. Martinez, she's the first elected Latin Cook County Circuit Court clerk. And they celebrating her powerful position, which was by Dorothy Brown. Boykins should have had that seat. No disparities on her. She did what she was supposed to do. We always want to get mad at somebody else than ourselves. The reason Martinez won is because the black folks voted for her. Now, this is the man who lost his seat and lost any. Everybody started hating him because he fought for the pop tax. And y'all thought he was this and that. And then they came after him. He lost his seat and lost everything else. But at the same, I'll tell you about the mental stuff people put on your mind. But at the same token, when there was the election and there was Tony and Lori, y'all voted against Tony because of what she did to Stroger. I'm telling y'all, this is some sick stuff. When Stroger would have won if y'all had voted for her. But y'all was mad at Stroger. I'm just trying to tell you how people make us work against our own interests because of the hate of being angry at somebody rather than looking at what is best for the community and what's best. Sometimes it might hurt you to back up because you can't be personable and do what's best for the community. But you tell me, you get mad at Richard Borkin because now you love him because he got rid of the pop tax. They come after him. He can't win nothing. Now, he couldn't even win the clerk of the circuit court. Personally, I love Dorothy, too, but she did not put Richard Borkin up under her wings and help him. When they was after her, I did that to her. In fact, when she first ran, we were some of the first organizations to support her. But they was talking about this. Now, Jesse White is going to be retiring soon. I'm watching to see. Y'all don't understand. These folks who understand government and power are doing what they're supposed to do. When you have a person of color that's over the Board of Education in Chicago, you have a person that's over the Board of Election. You have all of this stuff that's going on, and you look all different colors of people of color except black people, and I'm afraid that we will not have a community for our children to grow up in or something for them to look up to. It's going to be where they're going to look at everybody else. That's what they're going to do. But I'm going to have to take a break. I got to take a break. I'm going to take a break for a minute and come back and take two calls, and then I'm going to have to go on my break and come back. I got so much to tell y'all. I'm just trying to pray. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Call for the conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Right here at the great WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We also on Blog Talk if you miss us. www.theviewing.com. Get your coffee, get your tip, be gone. 1 minute, I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
VON's new digital streaming network, VON TV. New on VON TV, see the critically acclaimed classic, The Spook Who Sat by the Door, based on a novel by Chicagoan Sam Greenlee. It's the story of a black CIA agent who conspires to destroy white supremacy. And enjoy an evening of great music and entertainment as only Chicago's own Jackie Taylor can deliver, as she celebrates the Black Ensemble Theater's 20th anniversary. Also, check out new installments of Lynn Richardson's Millionaires Roundtable. And coming next month, WVON's Samantha Thomas makes her VON TV debut in a feature simply called Talent, where you'll meet top young artists coming from the Shy. Who's got next in the world of entertainment? There's something for everyone on VON TV. It's easy to watch. Simply log on to VON.TV on your PCs, tablets, or mobile devices. Or check us out on Roku, Apple TV Plus, and Amazon Fire. Call your friends all over the world and tell them VON TV is on. We're delivering cultural content on purpose.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Loud, say it loud. I'm back, y'all. I'm back. I tell y'all we're going to be gone long. Black and I'm proud. I don't know whether it's just a slogan, just a word. You know, we can't be critical even of each other. You know, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm going to try to take a couple of calls before I go on my 7 o'clock break, and I got a few lines open. If y'all happen to get in, y'all make sure that y'all hang in there, because once you drop your calls, we ain't going to get you back. Dr. Williams, you got a minute. How you doing?
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
I'm calling you all the way from Clinton, Maryland. I haven't called in a long time, because I've been observing conversations and interactions, and I don't want to take up much of your time, Dorothy.
No, you only got a minute.
I would say I heard you talk about Barack Obama. I heard you talk about a couple other people.
Talk about or have a discuss? I didn't talk about them. No, you heard me discuss facts.
Okay, well, okay. I'm not going to argue. I don't argue on television or radio.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say to you is that I'm very, very proud of him and his new book.
Okay.
And I'm also very, very proud of the fact, Dorothy, that mm-hmm. you speak of education, you speak of love,
mm-hmm.
you speak of hate, and I like to talk of peace. And for those people out there who don't understand what I mean, I say, listen to Wentley Phipps, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Williams. Thank you for your opinion. I mean, it's like black folks, once they get into something, you can't say nothing. I tell you, I love you, Dr. Williams. Milton.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Thank you.
What was a black man's religion before the earth Christianity?
You want to answer your own rhetorical question?
It was either Hebrew, Buddhism, or Islam. Christianity is the youngest religion, and it's the white man's religion.
Okay, thank you, Milton. Y'all think that's something. Y'all just watch. This stuff is going to... You see, and I wish I had more time to talk to her. It's like you can't say why you do a book talking about this racism when there's so much more she can give other folks and other children. We just have to... It's really deep. I just wonder. I got to think about this. One day y'all may turn it on and... Okay, Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, 773-5969. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com, on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever we go. If you're on, hold on. Don't hang up, because we're going to have an open discussion. Y'all got to stop it. You got to stop it. That's what y'all did when the president was in the office. Even though you didn't do nothing for us, you made excuses when we should have been going to him. Y'all got to stop it. I'm saying that he had more to offer. Then to start his book out talking about somebody got elected because of racism. That's another dog whistle. There's so much more to offer, because my grandchildren love him. And there's so much more to offer. You don't need a dog whistle. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com. Coffee didn't come to me. Dorothy Wright, Tim Wright. Y'all hang on. I got a few more lines if y'all want to call in while they open. We on Blog Talk Radio. If you miss us, call us. Do whatever, you know. If you miss us, you can go back to Blog Talk. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I love y'all, but I really don't care. when y'all come in with that mess like that, because I know too many people who done died and gave their life just for you to be able to say that. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
Exposed in a way never in.
Allow immigrants in.
Oh,
and,
yeah, they
know,
laid it out. They said they're going to have bring in refugees. They're going to remove the ban that that Trump had on letting folks come in. They was going to overturn everything he done, even the ones where he had executive order to put church in the so that you can pray in your school. They're overturning everything, church in the schools, all that stuff. Regardless whether you like somebody or voted for them, you have to acknowledge what they've done. The fact that they said he did an executive order to say that we must put school prayer back in the schools, all Christians and everybody should have been behind that, but they didn't like it. They said they got a hit list on them folks and all that other stuff. It's really deep. It's not about who folks voted for. It's what do we get. And my thing is those people who was really there need to be trying, is after the fact. I haven't seen nothing they said anything about us yet.
Well, one of the main weapons Dr. King left us with was to boycott, you know, as a demand. But we seem to have lost the discipline to do that, you know.
No, we haven't lost it. Those who lead us, I'm going to tell you what happened. Those who people listen to, black folks, the masses are not crazy.
Yeah.
People are called a boycott, and folks go out there with them and boycott. And then they call out the boycott without a result. And you think everything's over when they really be a winning guy, something for themselves.
Well, yeah, I know the companies or whatever pay them off. You know, these are just scammers and you know, what it would call.
Turn your radio down, Henry, because I'm about to let you go in a minute.
Well, you know, hotel.
And I'm only letting you go a little bit longer because I told you to call back today. Mm-hmm.
But you know we got a lot of. Poverty pimps and hotel hustlers and all that, you know, out here, and people are listening to, you know, and I just threw Umar Johnson out there last week as an example, you know, how things could be, you know, like at the Million Man March, you know, they collected all this money. We were supposed to build infrastructures and business and all that, and all of a sudden, you know, the money just disappeared, you know.
Well, I don't know now. I can't talk on that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me say that I haven't heard anything about us yet. And black, if these folks don't want nobody to call out and look out for black folks, look out for our children, then there's something wrong with them. They get mad at me because I want to look out for black people. That's why I said they'll take somebody who haven't given anything. I don't want nobody else to send me this tape. Rosa Parks sat down so that Kamala can be vice president. That's not why Rosa sat down. I mean, really, I'm not, and that's not to knock her, but that's misinformation to black children. I mean, they got all this stuff in their mind rather than saying, well, we have the first woman of color as vice president. We're going to go meet with her as black women and see what we're going to do about with black children. But no, they into this old fanfare stuff. That's the problem. So those of you, y'all know who you are. Don't send me no more of those things, you know, texting me, telling me, because I knew Ms. Parks, and that's not why she did that. But those who don't know who just like to, you know. So, but anyway, I think it's just terrible, Henry, that I'm listening to see what else they're saying. But you can't hear again. I will not get angry at Biden if they get in, Biden nor Kamala, for what they do. And if they, whatever their program is. They said what their program was going to be, COVID and hate Donald Trump. And overturn anything that he did. That's their program. Now they laying out what they're going to do. You can't get angry. I think those who really worked hard, and black folks did help put him in there, they need to go and present. They should have presented first. He should have met with Ice Cube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just seems like we as a whole, as a people, just want white people to like us and be, you know, accepting of us than anything, then we do want our freedom, you know, like the one thing synonymous with freedom and liberation is independence. And if you don't have independence, you don't have the other two. I was talking to Brother Teal about, you know, the...
I have to let you go, Henry. I'm going to have to let you go. We don't have economics, we don't have education, and we don't prepare our children to take over. We have nothing. If we don't look out for our young folks and our children and try to protect our women, we have nothing. Henry, thank you. I let you go on a long time because I told you to call back. Thank you, Henry.
All right.
Thank you so much. Elder.
Wow, Dorothy. Wow, Alderman Dorothy Tillman. Your book is on my coffee table.
Okay.
And I mean, here, I don't know how I have been on here for an hour or more waiting.
Yeah,
and,
thank you so much.
I know why you talk and don't take too many call-ins. Because the things that you are saying are things that we have had now a generation of young people, or now older people,
mm-hmm.
who don't really know our history. And I am your elder, just to tell you. I'm the one who sat in your seat, grandmother's seat, for one of the plays.
I'm the one
who used to go to Seaway Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And make contributions to hell. And now,
thank you. We still,
no,
you know,
Seaway.
We need contribution now more than ever. Thank you so much, Elder. Thank
you. Here's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know our history. Our people in Chicago don't know their history. They don't know. For them to tear down our schools, that's part of our history, and that's what's done all over the country.
Yeah, because there's a thing about I never thought I would live, and I'm 73, for black folks not to press upon and to fight and understand the importance of history. I mean, of education and having our little businesses and doing things like that. There's something have happened here, and I'm not sure that our children, even the ones now, they're not in a position to even explain. Or to stand up and fight. They're the ones that's going to be making decisions. Some of them are in place now making decisions for us. And they're not making decisions on behalf of the whole because they don't understand how important it is.
Alderman Tillman, we need to name ourselves. I love black, but we now have to say black Americans.
I agree. Black Americans.
There is a difference. Let me say this because I am almost 90, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So I've seen a different, you know, there are a lot of people who didn't know what 79th Street looked like, what 47th Street looked like 50 years ago.
Right.
They don't, our young people and our middle-aged people don't even know what our community looked like.
Mm-mm.
We have to say black Americans. I mean, black meant one thing 50 years ago. Colored meant one thing 50 years ago. Negro meant one thing 50 years ago. These young people don't even know anything about that. We have to say black Americans.
I agree with you.
We can't just say black. I mean, I love you saying black.
I'm going to say black, but at the end I'll say we are black Americans. There's a difference with the descendants of enslaved. Black Americans, we cannot. What we've done, Eldon, I'm going to have to go in a second. We have given up our right to this country and the resources, and everybody else is using it and doing it, and we just behind everybody not understanding this is our country. This is our currency. This is our country, and these are our currency. Other folks have currency in the country, but this is ours, and we've given it up.
Please, I'm saying this to everybody else, not to you, but let's not be so excited about sororities, fraternities, and forget who people are and what their objective is. We have to think in terms of black Americans. Our black American children are being killed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, we need to do something. People who are in Chicago need to do something to help our black American children who are being misled.
And the function of illiterate schools they're going to. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. I mean, it's funny. Linda.
Good morning, Miss Tillman.
Good morning, Linda.
I just wanted to just say something about Thanksgiving. I'm not doing a traditional Thanksgiving. My son's cousin, her whole family has the virus. So instead of me doing my traditional Thanksgiving, I'm giving a Thanksgiving dinner away to a needy family because that I have to do something. I mean, not because it's the holiday itself, but I am in a position to do something, and I'm going to do something.
Okay, what happened? Okay, something happened. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. I got you. Just you got disconnected. I'm so sorry. Mama D?
Yes. Hallelujah. Greetings. How you feeling?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, well, before I get to my comments about Camilla, who's added insult to injury and poured salt into the wound, I want to say I'm praying, too. They're going to get mad at me because Barack and Camilla are immigrants fighting for bilingual preferred, even the ones that were non-citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got massive school closing, and they got massive new schools. That's why the United Nations designated 2015 to 2024 to deal with the massive school closing, disproportionate arrest, and police killings of black men and boys. And that's nothing has been done on that. But feelings can change facts. Feelings cannot change facts, but facts can change feelings. And so Barack made history for three special interest groups, and they received all the benefits that everybody else got because he was the president for all the people except indigenous Native Black Americans, the descendants of crimes against humanity and Jim Crow genocide survivors, American Africans for short, because Black has no standing in law. He did all of that, and Camilla, and we gave him 96% of our vote the first time, enabling him to have a trifecta control over the House, the Senate, and the presidency, 94% of our vote the second time. And he gave us absolutely no history, and we haven't had any since 1965, and it took us 11 years from 19.
And everybody used that. I'm so sick of everybody using what our struggle is, what we did, those of us out here all over this country, to advance their stuff. I know you might remember, Mama D, that when I was trying to tell us that we need to go and demand something, you remember how the people just talked about how you don't like him, don't talk about him. I'm saying, wait a minute, the Republicans won't let him do it. I said, well, you know, he have both the House and the Senate. Well, you just need to stop. At least we got somebody black in there. You remember them telling me that, Mama D?
Oh, of course. And they say things like that. But Camilla had the nerve to say, you don't think I'm going to do something just to watch, do you?
Really? I didn't hear that. When she said that? I missed that. When, Mama D?
Well, this is what she said when they asked her about reparations.
Okay.
She wants reparations for everybody. Everybody did not spend 345 years of federal laws against us as a group, and we can't group ourselves with these other people. Reparations is to make you whole because the government destroyed us. And we've got
it's repairing that damage.
Along
uh-huh.
with the red man and black man, the twin victims of the American genocidal Holocaust, we don't belong with these other groups.
Well, it's here. It's here. Mama D is here, and if you look at TV and you look at all those things we fought for equality in terms of being in the media, being in the boardrooms, being in politics, you'll see that we're less and less, and other folks is more and more. And I can't blame that on these people for coming, establishing, and doing that. It's us and those folks who are in place. And I'm at a point that these folks can't tell me just because somebody black that you can't criticize them, you know. It don't make any sense, and I don't know. I'm just going to watch and see. It's like I love Dr. Williams. He called it a day. He upset because I talk about Barack and Kamala. I ain't saying nothing. I said, look, those folks who they should go in, they the one got to go in again. I'm just going to observe for the next few years because it's more than just going to the – when the party's over, that's all I want to know. What's going to happen when the party's over, Mama D?
Well, what's going to happen when the party is over depends on us. If we got the school.
Who is us, though? Who is us? Who is us, Mama D?
When I say us, I am talking about American Africans. Everybody else over here came by choice. We came and came.
But I mean, how are we gonna do? I'm talking about us. You got the us's who are the ones saying, "Don't say nothing, and don't do nothing."
This is how we do it. We go to the mirror, and like Marcus Garvey said, others can take the chains off your body, only you yourself can take them off your brain. Now, what happens is, who lived in high rises, Robert Taylor's and Cabrini Greens, grew up in cages. The buildings was caged in. But our children are being buried in the ground while they're talking about their children are living in cages. They didn't have to bring them over here, and they can take them back home like they came over here, endangering their own children when they brought them with them and broke into our country.
But yes, Mama D, let me tell you where I'm at with that. I'm going to have to let you go in a minute. I can't. People who come here who have currents in country and they build communities, I don't have anything to say about them anymore. It's the people who are in positions who have used our struggle and have violated and squandered those who we gave the economic, political, and educational benefit and economic benefit to have squandered, and they have really messed over us. And they have done that. So you can't. They move folks from community. They move folks around, and they really just want to feel good. Because when it end up, they're gonna be going doing something else.
Just one last question, Dorothy.
Uh huh.
Do you think those who will lie to get into this country would not lie on to vote, and when they wasn't entitled by law to vote to stay in?
But those we put in place to safeguard us did not safeguard us. Now, one of the things that Trump was saying that. He was saying that they were trying to get in place that if the people are not legal, you should not draw boundaries based off of that. The boundaries should be based off of everybody who are legally American citizens. Well, you can hang that up now. We're going to lose a lot of folks. We're not just going to lose congressional people. We're going to lose state houses. We're going to lose a lot of stuff because the maps are going to be redrawn now. And it's not the people who come here, they have currents in country. I'm telling you, it's those people who are anointed, appointed, and elected leaders, and especially the anointed ones. They need. It's not right. The anointed, appointed, elected leaders who are responsible for the situation that our community is in, because they are not coming up with something to fight for our community. And then when people like you or myself or for other folks raise questions, they come down on us like I don't know what. Thank you, Mama D. I mean, so we have to. We got a group now who really don't understand how to fight on our behalf because they don't know what to fight for. So I don't know these folks who are supposed to make decisions for us. If we're not educating them properly, how are they going to make it? I just don't understand. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey. Okay. Good morning, sister. I enjoy listening to you and Mama D. Sister, you said it. But why do we keep voting for the same old half-do-nothing puppets that keep us in this position? It says we're still stuck in the mud. And everybody, I couldn't go downtown whatever week or so ago, all the cheering and partying, but we just put in the same people. And
when the party's over, baby, I won't know what's going to happen. When the party's over, I walked around and saw all these boarded up buildings. It hurt my heart so bad. Why has our community got boards on it? Why 75th Walgreens is still closed? I went to 35th Street, they got boards. You walk around our community, all these boards. You go downtown. They was getting ready for the ride, but you go around our community. It's depressing. If you keep folks in a depressed state or have no memories, folks can do anything to them. I never thought I'd live in where you see that, Jeff. I just never thought.
That's it. And but like you said, though, the young people, they've been misguided, misled. They cheering, partying for foreigners, alternative lifestyles. And then at the same time, like you said, you can't criticize the black folks. And they just voted straight, put them right back in. So I'm confused as well. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, it's about the children. Thank you. Those of us who have grandchildren are concerned. I mean, you know. And let me explain something to everybody who's listening to me. I grew up in the civil rights movement. I knew Mrs. Park. So it's an insult to me when somebody sent me something saying, Rosa Parks sat down for this. I knew Mrs. Park, Johnny Carr. You know, all of those women who Ms. Robinson and all of them who taught us to be strong. And I know people who gave up their life and folks who really worked their butts off on behalf of black people. So it really kind of hurt to look and see what's going on with our people right now. As those of us, when we all die off, then who's going to tell that story and who's going to be able to say? And I said, somebody, you're going to take somebody who you just met yesterday over knowing the sacrifice of somebody who's given so much, who really love you? I had told someone else, I saw Dr. King cry. I mean, we were, and he just really were hurt. You remember them folks got together and said, Martin, you need to stay out of Vietnam and stay with civil rights. And you had black folks talking about, are we through? They down there in the white hotels talking about, oh, that stuff ain't nothing. We through with that. But yet they're not in no black hotels. They're the reason they went down. We threw it all at nonviolence. They did a lot of stuff when he gave so much. Even when he got the Nobel Peace Prize, he didn't keep the money. He split that money up among all of the civil rights workers. He gave his life just as Jesus did. And there were so many other folks, James Moore, just a lot of folks out of y'all don't know. And they were really hurt because black folks started turning on them, even with Harold. That second election, Harold's votes went way down. Y'all got to remember, it's like it is easy for folks to make you turn on those who've given so much and let you go to somebody who's given nothing. And I feel like there are folks who are using black people, history, and who black people are, and using our struggle for some agenda that just does not make our communities better. And that bothers me because they know if they say the dog whistle, if they say certain things, black folks are going to get into that. And now you got senior citizens still peeping out the curtain. You tell me next month, can you come out? You got children who can't jump rope. They can't be children. You got folks who don't have businesses. You got a mayor telling the alderman, you're going to vote for it, you ain't going to get nothing. And they said, wait a minute. Or you got somebody saying, well, they took my TIF money. Did they change the law? You're supposed to be able to sit down across the table and negotiate. One thing Alderman Dow said, I read in the paper yesterday, she said, let's see what happened. She didn't know. She said, we're going to negotiate and we're going to see. She didn't say, I'm just going to sit down. She said, we're going to negotiate because she's the budget director now. She got Carrie Austin, what Carrie Austin had. And she said, there's going to be a lot of negotiation going on. So that's what government's supposed to be about, back and forth negotiation. But how do you let somebody take your TIF money? You around there upset about this man from the planning department making decisions and telling you what's going to happen. That's not supposed to happen. The commissioner of planning is supposed to come sit with you. He's from Detroit. They might not have the same type government that Chicago have. You got an executive branch and a legislative branch. I don't think Detroit operate like that. But people are going to do to you what you allow them. And you can work out of respect. Or you can work out of something else. It's a punch me up, whatever you get is what you get. But if you're around that scared that you might lose a job rather than being a servant, that's a whole nother thing. So it's just really deep. Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Ms. Tim. You know, one thing is very interesting. We have not demanded and fought. We, from either one, we didn't demand and fight for Barack. Okay, he was a black Democrat.
You don't remember Ron. You remember how they got in my butt because I was telling them we need to go up and demand.
Oh, yeah, and I was right there. I was, you know, I was with you.
Yeah.
And, okay, then we didn't fight and demand from a white Republican. So, Ms. Tillman, what are we waiting for? So, and, I mean, we haven't fought. It hasn't mattered. Whether it was a black man, white man, Democrat, Republican, black people have sat on the sideline and had done nothing. But lastly, I did hear on...
That's your leadership. But what you did see, Ron, people like Ice Cube and different folks began to move on something. And this is not to say... And I want... If President Trump said, I'm going to invest $500 billion on a platinum plan, then somebody should have taken that plan and went to the other folks and said, he's investing $500 billion. How much you going to put? He did this. He taking the folks out of jail that you put in. Now, what you going to do? I mean, that was comparison could have been done. But rather than do that, folks got mad at Ice-T because he went over there to work with Trump on the platinum plan. That's what I'm saying. There's some illness there.
Now, on Thursday on Al Sharpton's show, I can't remember his
name. I meant Ice Cube, y'all. I keep saying Ice-T. I meant Ice Cube.
Right, right. But on Al Sharpton's show Thursday, I can't think of the – he has a regular guest. And they were talking about the different things. They talked about three things that should be asked of Biden. There's some student debt, some
– should be asked of him now that he's in. Now, remember Sharpton was also on the TV and everywhere pushing Biden. Don't you think he had the platform to go talk to them ahead of time?
Yeah, well, now this is what he said, Ms. Tillman, and this is somebody can verify. He said that that Biden told him, this is what he said, that black people had his back, and this is a quote, and he will have black people's back. And Al Sharpton said that no president, he said no other president, not even Barack Obama, has ever said that to him. So now if he said that, Ms. Tillman, if he said that, then we need to be standing in the front line. So, but see, we don't hold people accountable. Okay, if you came out and said that publicly, then black people need, but yet now, again, somebody can trace it because it's on air. Oh, it was Thursday afternoon, and Al Sharpton said it. So,
well, that's not what I'm going to watch and see, and I'm going to see what happened here because with either one, I'm saying that folks need to do something up front. See, I came from a school that where black leadership came together and made a decision to go negotiate what we have on black folks and came up with what we wanted. Not from waiting after the fact. But if they told them that, well, that's good. We'll see. All I'm trying to say is that nobody's talking about education, economics, and all this other stuff. There's nothing to talk about. Because if we don't save our children and we don't put our men to work in jobs and stuff and we don't have training, even this plan that Laura finna put out, there's nobody to work. You know, if you don't go and build capacity, something wrong with that. Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Thank you for waiting. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to know how can we trust Al Sharpton when he stays in Trump's tower? I mean, this is the secret relationships that he has been with Trump for all showing up with.
Well, wait a minute. Wait now. Let me tell you. The funny thing about this, and folks here, man, you have to tell folks the truth. Trump gave Jess $500,000 when he went to Wall Street. He also gave him a space to be on Wall Street, free rent. And Trump, this man did a lot for black folks who didn't turn around and say he was a racist. If you look at the tape, you'll see even what Jess said, this man helped people. So I don't know what these folks be doing. Do you understand, Mark? I really don't know because that's why I have to stay in prayer. I'm so glad that I know God and I've seen what he could do because a lot of these ministers, you know, they talked more hate. They didn't even get together and try to say, we taking souls to the polls. Were you taking them to the devil with your soul? Or were you saying, we going to talk to you if we going to be behind you? What are we going to get? No, they dancing too.
No, the Black Caucus didn't want to sit down with Trump. I never heard of.
Well, they don't sit down with nobody. They even sit down with Biden. You didn't see them nowhere while Biden was you know, laying out the stuff the other day.
But for President Trump, one thing I can give him, he talked to black people directly. He knew, black people knew when he was talking directly to us. Everybody else considered us colored, minorities, and put us in every other group. We confused to try to figure out who in the hell they talking to. Mm-hmm. And also, Ms. Tillman, you talked about Rosa Parks. By all due respect, it was Claudette Colvin.
I know Colvin and the rest of them. Yeah, I know about. We had three. She was the third one. We had
Rosa
three
Parks
people.
Got
we had
the recognition, but Rosa Parks got the recognition because she.
No, wait. I come from Montgomery, So I know it was three, Mrs. Park was the third one. And in fact, Coleman is some of us they did a documentary on in Washington. We went to talk about some children from the movement. It was her, myself, and the girl from who was in Birmingham. So, no, we're going to tell another day, Mark. But, no, I know it was three. I know it was three because I remember I was very involved. You're absolutely right. But that's not going to take anything from Ms. Parks. Thank you. Now, y'all, we down to our last few minutes, so you got to help me out. You can't stay long. We can't stay a long time now. Maika.
Hey, Dorothy. Good to hear you this morning.
Well, Reverend Bell
said you're like a stateswoman.
Huh? What you say?
I say you're talking like a stateswoman.
Well, that's because
it's beautiful listening to you, well, you know, discussing all the different aspects.
I was trained by the best.
Government.
I was taught by the best.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You were, and you are reflecting that, my sister. Bring joy to my heart.
Thank you, Maika.
And most people don't understand. You know, most of these people out here, they're talking politics. Politics is not what it's about. It's about government.
Yeah.
And when it comes to voting, every moment of your life, you're casting a vote.
Right.
You're making a decision about what you want to have in your life.
Well, Maika, folks don't know the difference between government and politics. Because if black folks understood that it's about government, then they would deal with it differently. Beva and Dr. King told us that it was not about the party, it was about our people.
It's about the people and being servants to the people. And the government is a system through which service is rendered.
Mm-hmm. And black folks don't understand about the teacher. Maika, call me back another day earlier, you know, because I talk about Reverend Bevel all the time. You know, I'm always, that's my teacher, and I love, you know how much I loved him. And call me again.
All right.
Okay. That's what we was taught. It's about government. It is not about politics. And how things are organized. That's why these other folks come in here and they set up their communities because they do understand government. Y'all got 30 seconds. I'm running out of time. Peaches.
Oh, yeah. Hi. First time caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Now, I heard that Joe Biden does not make any decisions.
at him and tell you don't make no decisions. But he did make the decision to put all of them predators in jail. Go on.
Yes, and all the money now that our mayor was using during the COVID,
mm-hmm.
Some of that money now could be used right now.
Well, I got to go because I ain't got but a few minutes. Those who are making the decision, you better find out so you can talk to them. It's about government, not about politics. Man, thanks for reminding me of that, Maika. James, you got 30 seconds.
This is Dave.
Oh, they got James there. Okay, this is who?
This is Dave, Miss Tillman.
Okay, Dave. Dave
you're
Dave,
over
Dave.
The old truck driver. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to know two parts of what I'm going to ask. What do you think it would have looked like if Willie Wilson had gotten elected? You know, because he didn't seem scared, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, he wasn't scared, but he didn't get elected just the same way Boykins didn't get elected. Black folks, same way Tlaib over there in Detroit beat out Brenda Young. They something wrong with us because they don't understand government. They get politics. It would have been different. Thank you so much. We're almost out of time. I ain't got, but how many minutes I got over there? Okay, I'm almost out of time. I want to say happy belated birthday to my son, Bimmy G. Tillman. My baby boy, he's the one that wrote that song, Reparation. That was his group with the Reparation. Also, my granddaughter, Harmony, want to say happy belated birthday to her. I got all these birthdays. I got Ebony's birthday coming up. I got Eboon's birthday coming up. And I got Jimmy Tillman's birthday coming up. These birthdays coming. Happy belated birthday. Also, my condolences to Toni Dewberry, her mother who passed. Ms. Dewberry was a very great person, very strong, worked with us very hard. Our spirit and our soul were with you. And just wanted to say that before I ran out of time, I might be able to take one more call before I go, and then I got to go. Ray.
Yeah, how you doing, Dorothy? I just want to support you. I know you need all the support you can get. I voted for Trump twice. As a caller that I wanted to call on, he said that, you know, all the work you've done, it might be tainted or stained on you, but I think it's the opposite. when this is over, we're just going to elevate you because you're doing the right thing and you're on the right side of history.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You know, I really appreciate Maika for calling. That was one of Jim Bevel's wife, one wife who had to, that was his wife. But I was, she reminded me, that's what we fought for government, for black people, not for politics. And he said, by the trick. 10 seconds, Lino.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right, you
I just want to say I definitely support you as well, and I just want to say I hope Trump can, you know, can understand that we're damaged people. That's all I want to say. That,
thank you so much. Yeah. Y'all waited all the art. 10 seconds.
Yeah, what's going on, young lady? How are you? We need to stop using the word we and us. We need to use the word some of us. Some of us.
Some of us are. Okay.
Right, and then we have to get back to, at the end of the day, it's all about family.
It's about family. Okay. Thank you so much, Art. Thank you so much. You got the power. You got the power, black people. Don't get angry because if you do, we're not going to get nothing. Everybody else is able to work. We should be able to talk to our elected officials. We should be able to talk to our so-called spiritual leaders. I mean, who's leading you, the devil or God? When you fear the devil, fear these people wanting you to do God, then you better have to, you need to have a little talk. Just let us have a little talk with Jesus. When folks you fear and you let your decision be made, I remember Dr. King said you go in prayer before you do. We got power. God gave us power. You know, people say this country was built off of black with systemic racism. It was not built off. We built the country. They came over here with this country and they came and got us and put us in, we was enslaved, but it was over here. And this is the only country you got every race in it. When people start trying to move in God we trust and God out and all that, we got to pray. And that's what worries me. I'm confused right now because I saw so many ministers talking so much hate. I've been really praying and talking to God and trying to understand the teaching that I've had over the years and the belief that I've had and trying to get it shaken. When I see preachers parting rather than praying, that worried me. When I saw preachers did not go into the schools to teach the children prayer, when prayer got put back in, dies back out. So we got power. We got the power. We tune into God and not to our sources. My pastor, tune into our source. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to do a Thanksgiving thing next week. I love y'all, even if y'all disagree with me. We got the power. As Maika said, thank you so much, Maika. It's about government, not about politics. You got the power. Happy birthday again, Bimaji. Happy birthday to you, my little baby boy, and Harmony, belated birthday. Till next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Say, I love all of you. We can do it. Until next week, reparations now. We got the power. We can do it. Let's just love. Love instead of hate. See you next week.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
Why isn't the White family last seen with 15-year-old Kwan Bobby Charles in police custody? Neighbors in Louisiana want to know, telling KLFY-TV the Sheriff's Department is not handling this case right.
The way them laws handling that, look like they should have picked somebody up right there. Yeah, okay, let's just say you didn't do it. Y'all know something. Y'all went and picked that little...